230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
We haven't heard much about it lately, but the atheist attack on the Pledge of Allegiance is continuing. The atheists continue to seek out activist judges who rule that the recitation of the pledge with its words, "One nation under God," is a violation of the First Amendment and therefore unconstitutional. Most Americans think that argument is absurd because the First Amendment merely prohibits an establishment of religion. But activist judges continue to let atheists come into court and present their case. Although the U.S. Supreme Court used a technicality to avoid deciding this issue in the summer of 2004, another attack on the pledge is now working its way up through the courts. Congress should put a stop to this nonsense by passing Congressman Todd Akin's Pledge Protection Act. 2 years ago, his bill did pass the previous Congress by a tremendous 247-173 vote. But unfortunately, the Senate did not act. Akin has introduced it again with a companion bill in the Senate, sponsored by Senator John Kyle. The U.S. Constitution, in Article 3, gives Congress the power to limit and define what kinds of cases the federal judges may hear. This is one of the primary checks on the power of judges. The American system is built on checks and balances. Congress has removed the judge's power dozens of times in our history on issues where Congress did not trust the courts. The Pledge of Allegiance is certainly important enough for Congress to protect it from activist judges. I hope you have joined a judicial reform study group so you will have all the good arguments on the tip of your tongue to tell your members of Congress that we expect them to do their duty and restrain the activist judges who think they are supreme over the other branches of government and even over the will of the American people. We can't permit judges to deny our right to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
You can be part of a grassroots campaign to stop the mistakes of activist judges. Contact Eagle Forum and say, "Yes, I will start a study group on judicial reform." We'll send you a study guide and a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges if you send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who went to school to become a wit, only got halfway through, you know the rest. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view, and today is the day that I go to the Kansas City airport. Now, you'd say, I thought you didn't go to airports. I go to them. I just don't go in there where they do all that shaking down business, because I'm going to pick up a good friend, GB. He'll be there in Kansas City this afternoon, and I drove my wife's car to the office. Messed Jeff up. He didn't think I was here. See, my wife and I, we have an agreement. She doesn't ride my horse, and I don't drive her car. Now, she's had this thing for a couple of years. It's got, and she never drives it, but it's got 20-some thousand miles on a Tahoe. It's nice. I want to impress old GB. I didn't think he'd want to ride in a dirty old pickup with cowpucky all through it and over it and in the seats, so...
If you wanted to impress him, you should just bring him a horse. Show up on a horse and bring him a horse.
Well, we're going to put him on a good horse Sunday, but we got this all planned. But anyway, I got down here. I told my wife, I said, now leave the keys in it and get the seat back, because it's full of all this garbage in there, and I don't know how to do any of that stuff. Instead of having on and off switches, it's got little arrows and stuff, and... So, anyway, I got to town, and the radio was on. And I take the key out of the ignition, and the radio stayed on. Light stayed on. Well, I knew that I've ridden in the car a lot, just never drove it. And I said, I thinks to myself, now those lights will go off, and I'm going to make sure they're off before I get out of this vehicle, because I wouldn't have any way to jump it or anything, and I need to leave as soon as the show's over. And... lo and behold, the lights didn't go off. Radio kept playing. So I turned the radio off. Now, I wonder if it'll come back on without a switch. Turned it back on. There it was. Radio playing. So I sat there for a long time. And I thought, well, I'm going in. I knew we'd have an engineer. There's car people here, even at that time of the morning. I thought, there'll be an engineer here. And they'll know enough about it to come out and turn the darn thing off. Opened the door and the lights went off. Now, see, I don't understand that, but that reminded me of an article I have. I've been carrying this around for a long time. Bill Gates compared the computer industry with the auto industry, and he said if GM had kept up with technology like the computer industry has, we would all be driving $25 cars that got 1,000 miles to the gallon. In response to Bill's comments, General Motors came out with a press release stating, and I know this is all tongue-in-cheek, but it's funny. If GM had developed technology like Microsoft, we would all be driving cars that for no reason would crash twice a day. Every time they repainted the lines in the road, you'd have to buy a new car. Occasionally, your car would die on the freeway for no reason. You'd have to pull to the side of the road, close all the windows, shut off the car, restart it, and reopen the windows before you could continue. For some reason, you would simply accept this. Occasionally, executing a maneuver such as a left turn would cause your car to shut down and refuse to restart, in which case you would have to reinstall the engine. Macintosh would make a car that was powered by the sun, was reliable, five times as fast and twice as easy to drive, but would run only 5% of the roads. The oil, water, and temperature and alternator warning lights would all be replaced by a single, "This car has performed an illegal operation" warning light. The airbag system would ask, "Are you sure?" before it deployed. Occasionally, and for no reason whatsoever, your car would just lock you out. "Come on in, Beth, that's okay." And refused to let you in until you simultaneously lifted the door handle, turned the key, and grabbed hold of the radio antenna. Every time a new car was introduced, car buyers would have to learn how to drive all over again because none of the controls would operate in the same manner as the old car. You'd have to press the start button in order to turn the engine off. Now, believe this or not, but it's been a couple of years ago, all the kids in the family went together and they bought their mother the best computer operation that money could buy. I mean, it 2 years ago it was up front. I mean, they even consulted with the experts here at this building on what to buy and the whole shooting match, and they got the computer. It's got I don't know what all it's got, but anyhow,
it's got bells and whistles.
And with it, a fax machine and a copying machine. Now, of all that high-priced junk, the only part of it I ever want to use is the copying machine, because we've had copying machines since back in the 50s. And I like copying machines. You can copy. You put something in a copying machine, and lo and behold, it comes out copied. You don't even have to proofread the copy. So, anyway, I used a copying machine, and it had an on button, and I pushed the on button, and it came on, and it goes click, click, boom, boom, and all that, and it does that for a little while, and then a green light comes on, and it lights up and says copy. Then down here at the bottom, you can make a colored copy or a black and white copy, and I wanted a black and white copy, so I punched black and white copy, and lo and behold, it goes ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and out comes the copy, just like the one that I put in there. Okay, I've got my copy. I'm ready to go now. How do you turn this dumb thing off? Ain't no way to turn it off. There it's on. How do you turn it off? So I leaves it on. And I thought it can't hurt too much just sitting there being on all the time. So when my wife came home, I said, "Well, how do you turn the copying machine off?" She says, "You hit the on button." You hit the on button to turn it off? Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, I said, you know, believe it or not, I tried that. I pushed down on the on button thinking maybe it was. But see, on this new modern stuff, nothing goes click, click, click. And she says, "Well, you didn't do it fast enough. You go click, and that'll turn it off with the on switch." I'm going to take a break. People, we're living in a fantastic world, and I'm still trying to survive 1936. Or was it? Yeah, it was 1936, and it was so hot and dry. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Again, on the Common Sense Coalition, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Beth just stuck her head in the door. I said, what can I do for you? She said, we have technical problems. Are we on the air? Jeff, is everything okay? You got his thumbs up. Okay. I don't like those technical problems. You know, he probably punched the off button thinking it'd turn us on. I don't know. Two people have walked in the studio here today. And there are people that work in our office, or in the Learfield building, and they know a lot about a lot of things. And both of them, on two different times, I got down here a little early this morning, said, what are you going to talk about today? And I said, national security letters. What do you know about a national security letter? Never heard of it. Heard of National Security Administration and blah, blah, blah. I said, no, these are the letters. They didn't know about it. So I explained it to both of them, and they couldn't believe it. Said, is that right? I said, well, looky here. This is an Associated Press comment, and you bet this is right. Okay, now here's what this is all about. This is all part of the Patriot Act, and these national security letters can be written by the government, now, which branch, I don't know, whether BATF or FBI or IRS, somebody out there can write these darn things. You never see them. You don't even know if you're getting them because they go to the people that you deal with, such as the libraries, the banks. When the government wants to know all about you, they send your bank a national security letter. And we've known about this for quite a while. I've never really gone into much detail because nobody will talk about them. And I asked my banker, now this was some time ago, I said, did you ever get a national security letter? I can't talk about it. Well, he no doubt got it, or he'd known that he couldn't talk about it. And I says, why can't you talk about it? And he says, well, he says, I can't tell you. He says, it's a gag order. He said they could put a cease and desist order on us and lock our doors, shut us down. Now, finally, somebody broke the gag order. Four librarians in Connecticut had a gag order on them, that they got a national security letter. It was part of the FBI's attempt to attain access to some records. Some of their patrons had come in the library, and the FBI wants to know, well, what kind of books do they read? And now this happened once before, and I don't know if this was a Connecticut deal or not. I just remember the story, and the librarians would not cooperate. And when they didn't cooperate, the FBI or whoever it was backed off. They didn't go. But this deal they did. And these librarians finally said, okay, enough's enough. And they sued the government. So that brings this out into the light now. Now, stay tuned. This is pretty interesting because you say, this can't happen in America. But it does.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we have returned. Now, I don't know what happened, but apparently we were not on the air when we first opened the show. And we would not have known we were not on the air had some of the affiliates not called us. Let me again say, and this puts us back to 1972 when we started broadcasting our own network. We used to go on the air, and if we had a back in those days, it was telephones, and a telephone line would be out, or some ding-a-ling at the telephone office had unjacked us, so that and it used to always happen on Monday morning because they would take our line and use it for football on Friday night, and we wouldn't be on the air. So please, if we're not on, we are always right here at 6 minutes past 10 a.m. Central Time. And if we're not on when we're supposed to be on, give us a call immediately because that's the only way we have of knowing.
That's 1-800-97-DAIRY.
Well, yeah, 1-800-97-DAIRY, but it's 1-800-973-3779. Beth realized it because it wasn't coming over her computer.
Beth listens to you.
Well,
every day she listens.
She gets paid for that. Not much, but for minimum wage, she ought to sit there and listen. Anyhow, we appreciate our affiliates calling on those kind of things, and that's, please do. If we don't take your call, it's because we already know it and everybody's calling. You know, if you can't get through, you know that we know we've got a problem. Okay, now let me go back to this national security letter thing. These librarians, they're in the state of Connecticut. They were members of Library Connection. It's a cooperative organization that were served with a national security letter as part of the FBI's attempt to attain access to records from people that was taking out books. The national security letter statute in the Patriot Act permits law enforcement to obtain records of people not suspected of any wrongdoing. Now, did you get that? Not suspected of any wrongdoing and without a court order. The Patriot Bill allows that to happen. Now, you talk about unconstitutional. There's no way that if you believe in the Constitution of the United States, and you see our president, he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States with his hand on a Bible when he took the oath of office. Okay? This national security letter, anyway, they do it without any suspect of any wrongdoing, without any court order. They can do it. And then those who are served the national security letter are gagged and prohibited from disclosing that they even have been served. Now, like I said, this goes to libraries, and you see more about the libraries. The bankers are afraid to talk. These librarians, I guess he said, heck, I don't care if I lose my job. I'm going to go after them. There's four of these librarians: Barbara Bailey, Peter Chase, George Christensen, and Jan Nocek. They were automatically gagged from disclosing that they had received the letter, the contents of the letter, and even from discussions surrounding the Patriot Act. They can't talk about any of this. Now, like I said, back when this first came out, I asked my banker. I said, well, what's the deal on these national security letters? He said, well, we can't talk about it. And I started asking questions. He said, Derry, I can't tell you. I said, why can't you tell me? He said, they'd lock the door on us. He said, they'd put us out of business. Now, they have intimidated the banking business to the point that they are actually spies. They are acting as the Gestapo because they're afraid if they say something that they're going to go to the penitentiary and they're going to have the doors closed at the bank. But these four librarians, I just named them, they file suit challenging the Patriot Act on First Amendment grounds. They said, we did this to protect our patrons from authorized snooping. That's what Peter Chase said. He's vice president of this connection. A federal judge lifted the gag order and rejected the government's argument that identifying the plaintiff would pose a threat to national security. See, this is what the government says. Well, this is for national security. He says, no, it's not. The government argued that not a single incident of civil liberties violations by the Patriot Act had occurred. By continuing the appeal, the government silenced any evidence to counter their claims. In other words, they say, hey, and I've heard Hannity say this. When people try to talk about the Patriot Bill and how bad it is, he said, well, you never heard of anybody getting any trouble over it, did you? It's just to stop terrorists. Well, the people that is stopping besides the terrorists can't talk about it. Now, I don't know what would happen if, see, the individual themselves don't get the letter. For example, according to ABC News, and this was a report, they were reporting on Congress. The Assistant Attorney General told Congress that 9,254 national security letters were issued in 2005, and it involved 3,501 people. So if you divide 3 into 9, you get 3 again, right? So apparently, they send these letters out to the different agencies that these people work with or work under or whatever they do. In other words, if they want to learn about you, they'll send a letter to your bank, they'll send a letter to your local library, and blah, blah, blah. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Man, those are cool shades, but they're so dark.
Gotta have them.
Sun in your eyes?
No, it's the Funshine.
Funshine?
Yeah, Funshine at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Sedalia.
It's time to let the fun shine at the Missouri State Fair with 9 nights of awesome concerts. Catch free music on the Budweiser stage, a mile-long carnival midway, Dodge Rodeo, and bull riding. And there's free shows everywhere. Guys wrestling with alligators, crazy people diving off 80-foot towers. Wow, that's nuts! Plus, just eating, laughing, and hanging out with friends. What a great time. And it's only $8 to get in for all day and night and parking spree. Nowhere but the fair can you find all this. Check it out. Go to mostatefair.com. Then gather your friends for some fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to 20th in Sedalia. And let the fun shine. Hey, don't forget your shades.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a hay shed, storage shed, or workshop, call my friend Lou at Steelspan Buildings, the largest manufacturer of prefabricated Quonset-style buildings in the world. Here are some of my listeners who are now satisfied Steelspan Building customers.
The reason we wanted it is because the sheds we had were too low. We wanted it high enough so we could drive in with a 20-foot header. We had 5 wagons that sit in there side by side, and he treated us really good.
Well, it was quite a bit cheaper than the other buildings I had priced, about $3,000 or $4,000, in fact, you know.
Friends, it's Lou. Let me prove it to you. I have the best building for your money, plain and simple. Meet me in person through August 3rd at the Farm World Expo in Terre Haute, Indiana. I'll have some great specials available, or call me at 800-894-9408. You don't have to be at the show to take advantage. That's through August 3rd in person at the Farm World Expo in Terre Haute, Indiana. Or call me at 800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says God created teenagers to show people what it's like to create something that it totally denies your existence. Derry Brownfield!
And we are back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. And by the way, again, let me thank our affiliates for calling in when we weren't on the air at the opening of this show. We also had affiliates that called in and said, yeah, you guys were on the air. So this thing wasn't on the entire network. I don't know what happened, but anyway, it's straightened out now, hopefully, and it won't happen again. But whether we, like I said, some of our listeners heard the whole show and some didn't get to, that's just the way it is. Like I said, it reminds me of 1972 when we were on telephone lines all over the country. Anyhow, let's go to the telephone. Jim in New Mexico. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Derry. Yeah, I was listening to you yesterday. I listen to you a lot, in fact, about every day for years now.
Well, we own in New Mexico.
What's that?
Are you in Alamogordo?
No, I'm not that far, but I listen to you on a shortwave.
Oh, okay. All
radio.
Right. But were you on shortwave when we came on?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way I listen to you, unless I stream it on the Internet. But I've
okay,
got
but
a
I mean,
bad connection.
But I mean, we were on at six minutes past the hour.
Oh, as far as I know, you know, I was listening to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I haven't had any interruptions at all.
Okay. What's on your mind today, Jim?
Well, just a couple of three things, really. Wilderness areas, Kit Laney, and shoot, shovel, and shut up. But
hey, save Kit Laney for tomorrow. GB's going to be here with us in person.
Well, that'd be even better. My international banker on there with you. But yesterday you was talking about...
go ahead.
He's talking about new wilderness areas, and, you know, you went on to say that, you know, these places are locked up. People can't go in them. And
right.
All you can do is drive by and look and gawk at them. You know, I live right adjacent to a wilderness area, and there's no problem for anybody. There's horseback riders and hikers and people that raft the river, and, you know, everybody goes in the wilderness area. It's just not any machinery. I don't know what you meant about that, but, you know, it came
across. Well, you can't take a chainsaw in there.
Sir.
Huh? You can't run a chainsaw in there.
Well, that's not locking people out. People can go in there.
I don't want to ride a horse in there. I want to take my pickup truck.
You want to shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, see, that's another. You don't seem to have any concept of the intrinsic value of nature.
As oh, my gosh. You ought to see. You ought to see some of the nature I've got. I mean.
I'm talking about nature. Native is. It's been for hundreds of thousands of years.
Hey, my backyard's just full of, just like it was 100,000 years ago.
You got some pileated ivory-billed woodpeckers in there, huh?
You bet.
Passenger pigeons, maybe?
That's right.
Probably got them buried there.
No.
Well, there is a value in nature there, and all this diversity has value. And, you know, I can't see just destroying it at all without any consequences, long-term consequences for the survival of the human species.
Hey, we're not destroying. When you go in there and cut trees, we are actually helping. We're helping the economy and the ecology. Trees, they grow, they're meant to be cut, they're meant to make into lumber. When we have, when the birds, you know, the little eagle that, remember when this fellow was going to cut the tree down and he got in all kinds of trouble? That little eagle, he just went next door and built a nest and went on and had babies anyway.
Well, it's getting to the point, there's nowhere else to go with all the clear.
You don't destroy anything. You don't destroy things when you when you take a pickup truck into the wilderness. For gosh sakes!
And it's probably
you're living in the year 2006. And hey, let's just be thankful we still have mode of communication and mode of transportation, and we're able to survive out there in spite of everybody that thinks we're supposed to save every little bee, and by the way, those little bees, they'll still live.
It works together, dear. It's not just little bees. You know, you trivialize it.
Anyway, out there in New Mexico, they've got those checkered butterflies that are up on Cloudcroft, and people hit them with their cars, and they splatter on the windshield. But, hey, there's more little checkered butterflies. You can't get rid of them all. But anyway, hey, appreciate your call, Jim. Now, the government wants to have us under the bird flu pandemic. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And if you were listening back earlier this summer, Mr. Bush was telling us that, hey, we're going to have this bird flu, and we're going to have to, when we have the pandemic, we're going to have to put up barriers so that people can't leave the community. We may even have to... We may even have to quarantine entire states. Now, this just came out today. It's a bird flu pandemic might not be imminent, as many health experts have feared. When government researchers tried to combine the deadly strain of bird flu with a common strain of flu that infects humans, they were unable to produce a strain that could be transmitted easily. Did you get that, people? Did you get that? When government researchers tried to combine the deadly strain of bird flu with a common strain of flu that infects you, they're trying to make a bird flu that infects humans? Isn't that what this is telling us? When government researchers tried to combine the deadly strain of bird flu with a common strain of flu that infects humans, they were unable to produce a strain that could be transmitted easily. They're trying to produce a strain of bird flu that can be transmitted easily to humans. The U.S. research offer some hope that a bird flu pandemic may not strike in the foreseeable future. Because, hey, they can't make the darn thing. It's why it isn't going to strike. The scientist cautioned, the genetics of flu viruses are unpredictable. Multiple steps may be necessary before this particular bird flu can become a pandemic strain. Did you get that again? Multiple steps may be necessary before this particular bird flu can become a pandemic strain. Now, Smith Kline Laboratories, they get paid, and I'm sure it's a government contract, to make a lot of this bird flu vaccine. But anyway, you say, well, where did you get this information? They're published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And it brings out the fact that the government has researchers that are trying to make a strain of bird flu that can easily be transmitted to humans. Now, just think about that. Now, they couldn't get it done, so they say, well, we don't think that this bird flu is going to be a pandemic like we thought maybe it was going to be. Now, for whatever it's worth, the researchers were trying to generate a virus that had the properties of a pandemic strain. So all experiments were done under the highest possible level of security. Why would they even be doing it in the first place? And how secure can you be with something of this nature? Who's going to be in there that you can trust? They say there's more than 50 virus combinations out there. We chose to use some that had the greatest likelihood of being a virus that grew well and was viable and therefore had the potential for transmission to humans. But there are many other combinations that we could investigate in the future. So they're going to, hey, they're still working on this. We need to continue these studies. And the first study has shown that we now have good models for continued assessment of more recent strains for the ability to reassort with human strains. And that is work that is ongoing at the moment. It's unbelievable. Now, you know, the first time I was driving one night, late at night, and coming home from a speaking engagement, and you get into these nighttime radio shows. And this was about the time that, oh, it's been 20 years ago or longer. And I was listening to this talk show, and this fellow was on there telling about the AIDS virus and how it was man-made. At that time, we were told, oh, it's a little green monkey virus. These little monkeys had it, and then it got into humans. Since then, it has been pretty well documented that this AIDS virus was a man-made strain. I can't remember exactly what viruses were used, but if I remember right, it's the brucellosis virus, or the brucellosis in cattle was what they backed it up with. But or, anyway, I don't know. I forgot. But here they are, government employees, trying to make a bird flu that can be transmitted to humans. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
And we have returned Baxter Black, good friend of mine, two good friends of mine, Leroy Van Dyke. In fact, Leroy Van Dyke and I were in school at the same time. And for those of you who do not read a lot of farm publications or listen to farm radio, Baxter Black is the he's a Western poet, and he does little radio vignettes, and he's good. He's exceptionally good. And Leroy Van Dyke, he was at the University of Missouri at the same time that I was. And he originated the Auctioneer song. And so anyway, he's both of these people are very well known in the field of agriculture. Anyhow, I understand, I've not heard either one of these, but I've had several different people contact me and say that Baxter Black and Leroy Van Dyke have commercials now for National Animal Identification System. They're backing it. So apparently USDA is spending money like it's water to trying to get this NAIS thing passed, you know, to get people involved in it. And it has to do with premise to sign up on this premises ID thing now. So anyhow, just for whatever it's worth, both Black and Van Dyke are I would say they're being paid to run these ads or to have done the ads. And knowing some of the affiliates that some of the stations that they're on, I know this one particular station at least will not run a promo. So they just will not run a promo. So they're getting paid to run these USDA ads. But I thought that's kind of interesting. Anyway, Smithfield Foods. Now, Smithfield, I was out at Smithfield back in the 1960s. At that time, Smithfield was in the ham business, and they had the Smithfield hams. And Smithfield hams are different from other hams because, now they used to be, I don't know what they are today, but this is back in the 60s, because the hogs that they used to get the hams from were fed peanuts. They didn't feed corn. They fed peanuts. And by feeding hogs peanuts, it changes the flavor and the composition of the meat. It's different. So, anyway, Smithfield then has grown tremendously and has gotten, in fact, now Smithfield is the largest hog producer in the world. Nobody's got as many hogs as Smithfield has. And they're also a pork processor. We're talking about worldwide now. Now I see where they are purchasing Conagra Foods meat business. They say it's going to take about $575 million in cash and stock. And I'm surprised if there's been quite a bit of money in the meat business if you're one of the biggies. Now, if you're not, it makes a difference. But anyway, they are buying Armor, Butterball, Eckrich, Margarita, Longmont, and Lunchmakers. Now, those are all products that Conagra makes, and Smithfield Foods is buying them out. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Precious metal prices jumped higher Wednesday on gains in the oil market due to hurricane fears and Iran's rejection of a UN resolution. Dollar volatility and growing Mideast conflict also supported safe haven buying by investors. Gold closed up $5 in New York to $651.80 an ounce. Silver shot up 51 cents to $12.17 an ounce. Year to date, gold is up 25%. Silver is up 38%. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we are in the home stretch. Just looking at some of these mergers and buyouts that you see, you have no idea who owns what anymore. I just mentioned that Smithfield Foods is buying Conagra's, part of Conagra's meat business. Conagra, it says it's just going to simplify its operations. They're going to continue with Healthy Choice and Banquet frozen meals. What they're selling is Armor, Butterball. Butterballs are turkeys. And Longmont and Margarita and Lunchmakers. Now, there's extreme profit in some of these products. For example, if you stop at a Quick Stop and you buy these little sealed packages, vacuum-packed packages of meat, whether it be turkey, or turkey isn't meat, it's fowl, but beef or pork, why, you're paying, or you can look on the you can look on the package and see how much you're actually paying for that stuff, but there'll only be just ounces in there, and then it's full of the meat is full of a product that keeps it from spoiling, which is probably half of the weight. I don't know how much of the weight it is, but it's a lot of the weight. So you're probably getting $50 a pound for this little sandwich deal that you get. And they're going to keep that. ConAgra's going to hold on to that, and the banquet meals, where that's a frozen TV dinner type things. Archer Daniels Midland said that profit more than doubled in the fourth quarter for Archer Daniels Midland, that's ADM, mainly because of the rising demand for ethanol. Ethanol profit jumped nearly sevenfold. Now, I keep hearing it. Every time I hear this, it makes me want to laugh, except it upsets me. People, I hear this all of the time, and college professors are saying it. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if they keep making ethanol out of all this corn, it's going to make the price of meat so high. Fiddle faddle. It isn't going to change the price of meat at all. Look at the corn that we could grow if there was a profit in growing corn. There's no profit in growing corn. If it wasn't for the subsidy, the farmers couldn't grow corn. I personally could grow 300 or 400 acres of corn without any problem at all. But I'm not going to. I don't want to plow my pastures up. I worked hard getting it out of corn back into grass. But it wouldn't be any problem at all. And I'm not alone. My gosh, if you just drive through the country, you'll see millions of acres that would grow corn if there was a profit in growing corn. There just isn't. So if they ground up all the corn and put it in ethanol, the cattle producers would still be able to buy more corn because they'd grow more corn. I mean, it's as simple as that. The stuff grows. You plant a little grain of corn, it comes up. And there's ears of corn. There's 2 ears of corn on every stalk. Sometimes there's not but one, but sometimes there is two. It multiplies. Kraft Foods, for example, is the world's second largest food maker, and its third quarter profit rose 44% after it increased prices on meat and coffee. It increased its prices on meat and coffee. Well, did that make the price of cattle come down or go up? Well, you can still, it pushes you to get $80 a hundred for a slaughter steer today. So, I mean, hogs, live weight hogs, somewhere between $45 and $50 a hundred. That's just 45 or 50 cents a pound. So, anyway, that's the way it is. And I'll tell you how else it is. We're just about out of time. I'm going to go get GB. And may I say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while in the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.